The longest-serving member of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission resigned this week. Russell Redenbaugh, who was appointed in 1991 by the first President Bush, sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist in which he said that the commission, once the nation's conscience, is now a national embarrassment. Mr. Redenbaugh had two main complaints. First, he said, was the problem of mismanagement. Indeed, the staff director told Congress this week the agency was so short of cash last year, it didn't even pay its rent. But Mr. Redenbaugh also told Senator Frist the commission is mired in what he called excessive partisanship. He came to our studios this week to talk about what he meant.
Under the prior administration of the commission.
This was under Mary Frances Berry.
Under Mary Frances Berry, yeah. And the prior staff director. The process was often manipulated to produce an outcome.
Could you give us,
you a good example. Mm-hmm. The Florida election report, where the commission investigated the Bush election in 2000, and, you know, I was there for the hearings, and the report that the commission wrote, Abigail Thurmstrom and I very much disagreed with. We could not get our dissent publicized. We finally were able to have it published as an appendix. But there's no reason to silence dissent.
This was the report that concluded that African-American voters had been essentially disenfranchised.
Systematically disenfranchised. But the report never answered the question of how there are 67 county voting districts. Mm-hmm. And of those 67 in Florida, the chairmanships of 60 of them are held by Democrats. And the report could never answer how anyone was able to get all those Democrats to conspire on behalf of a Republican candidate.
When you talk about partisanship, what about now the proposal that's been put forward to have the U.S. Civil Rights Commission take up the question of Social Security accounts? Is that perhaps also, in your mind, an example of some people with a partisan issue that they want to move along?
I don't think so. Or if so, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking up an issue that is more of interest to one political party or another. What would be wrong is in writing a report in such a way that is not allowing the members of the commission who disagreed with the report to write a dissent into it.
What's the role of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission now?
It's confused and ambiguous. And I said in my Capitol Hill testimony that we didn't have a mission, we had agendas. Now, originally, back in 1957, the purpose of the commission was clear. It was to be the conscience of America. Mm-hmm. And it was to awaken Americans to the need for civil rights legislation and enforcement of that legislation.
And what's happened over the years, do you think?
Well, over the years, the country has changed very much. We still have too much discrimination, but we don't have state-sponsored racism. We don't have denial of civil rights enforced by the states. And the discrimination that we do have, those of us that are discriminated against enjoy many and powerful remedies in the courts through civil suits under state statute, federal statute, the EEOC. So the need that the commission was originally established to serve is no longer an organizing principle of the commission.
Now, when you say those of us who are discriminated against, was that a phrase or were you making it personal?
Well, I'm making it personal. I have been blind since I was 16 years old as a result of a chemical explosion.
What's the work of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission in the 21st century?
That's a really important question. I think we need to convene a discussion to see what other people in this field would put on the list. But what I would put on it is economic opportunity, ownership, and education. It's appalling that we tolerate a 2 to 4 year educational attainment gap between black and white kids in the same school. It's appalling that black wealth is 1/4 that of white. I think those are the two frontiers that interest me. And I think other people would have other good answers.
Mr. Redenbaugh, thanks very much.
Scott, thank you.
Russell Redenbaugh, an investment advisor in Philadelphia who stepped down this week after serving 15 years on the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights.